every morning. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
The unemployment rate fell to 27.1% in the fourth quarter from 27.5% in the previous quarter. Statistics South Africa said unemployment rose in the finance, private households, manufacturing and mining sectors. And to get into the numbers more in-depthly is Lara Hodes, who is an economist at Investec. Lara, thank you so much for your time. What did you make of the numbers that came out?
Well, it was just a marginal moderation in the unemployment rate to 27.1%, as you mentioned, which isn't sufficient to drive any notable change and continues to be characteristic of a subdued domestic economy with only marginal GDP growth of around 0.5% anticipated for 2018. So just looking at a disaggregation of the data on an industry basis, 6 of the 10 sectors surveyed experienced a lift in employment. The finance sector recorded the largest gain, growing by 109,000 individuals or 4.4% quarter on quarter. This was followed by private households and the manufacturing sector, where employment gains of 65,000 individuals or 5.1%. And 48,000 individuals or 2.8% were achieved respectively. In the big picture, this aren't massive numbers. You know, education, skills development, employment is a very, very large priority of the government. And he, in his latest State of the Nation address last week, he stressed that the acceleration of inclusive economic growth and job creation, coupled with the enhancement of the education system and development of skills needed now and into the future, are two of the 5 most crucial tasks to be addressed at this moment in our history. So it's very high on the agenda. So youth unemployment edged up to 54.7% in quarter four. This after it actually eased slightly in Q3 18 to 52.8%. It remains unacceptably high and is also a very it's a chief area of change for government. They mentioned also in the SONA the launch of the Youth Employment Service, which entails placing unemployed youth in paid internships in companies across the economy. So things are being emphasized in that particular area. The weakening of SA's economic fundamentals, institutional strengths, and a number of its key institutions has contributed to depressed investor sentiment and so weakening in growth. Hopefully, the increase in policy and political certainty post an anticipated favorable May election outcome, together with the mending of structural inefficiencies in the economy, notably recently at the electricity supply with load shedding, should boost sentiment and which should drive fixed investment and therefore sustainable employment.
Lara, thank you so much for your time. That's Lara Hodes, who is an economist at Investec.